gloriously subdued. Then cometh the end, when all things shall be subdued unto him, that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 24 through 28. In his wonderful work, Salvator Mundi, Samuel Cox wrote, "Only when Christ has subdued all things unto himself will the successions of time pass away, and God be all in all beings and things, every shadow of evil being swept out of the universe, that the everlasting blessedness of the eternal world may be without spot or stain."